This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come, do you know what position Kamala Harris presently holds? He asked the people in Times Square, Justin Awad. And last hour, we learned she'll be single soon. Selena Gomez is back in the spotlight stage. And now, from Times Square, where every girl without an escort can now have her own complimentary pizza rat chaperone for free, here's that Kevin!
Not making that one up either, friends. Ellie Schnitt on Twitter of what used to be. I love NYC. Walking home alone was a little freaked out, and almost as though he knew a rat popped out of a pile of garbage, kept pace for four blocks. Like my own disease-infested chaperone. Never alone in New York. Always got the vermin. Here we go. Assignment Desk Weekend.
For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. Let's get to the top story. Hunter Biden, the president's son, may be in additional trouble. It was announced he will be indicted this week. But pictured here, he's running the operation of get my dime bag of coke back from the White House library or something. The first son may soon also face additional questions and charges pertaining to trafficking of girls across state lines for sex. The DOJ received letters from the House Oversight Committee demanding information and expecting it returned by September the 22nd. What? Oops, this just in. And Assignment Desk Weekend apologizes. This is not a picture of Hunter Biden asking to get his dime bag of coke back from the White House. It's actually a picture of Hunter Biden asking Hillary Clinton how to destroy laptops that have pictures on them of young girls having sex with him. Assignment Desk Weekend apologizes for the error. President Biden, pictured here, getting his daily dose of wake-up juice, was told this week by the Fifth Circuit that he ran afoul of the law by pressuring social media platforms on COVID-19 content. In its 75-page ruling, the court said that the president, nor the Surgeon General, nor the FBI may coerce social media platforms to remove what they deem to be problematic content. To which the president then just responded by raising his hand and asking the judge, is it okay if we firebomb them? The Merchant of Death, and for those of you that can't tell the difference in this picture, that's the guy behind bars. The deadly terrorist that the Biden administration traded for Brittany Griner, she's the other one, has finally revealed what he said to her when the two passed during their prisoner exchange last year, saying, I have nothing to hide, and how he wants a normal relationship between Russia and the U.S. Now, this was such big news that Fox News dedicated an entire headline to it in their online reporting this week. So what did he say? I wish you very good luck. Wait. That's it? It's not even a news story. What are we doing? A scientist is making a stark admission about his research used to get his essay placed recently in the magazines Nature and Science. The John Hopkins lecturer and researcher now admitting on his own blog and a couple of other outlets that he distorted the findings of his studies to curry favor with the editors, saying that the editors for the prestigious journals made it abundantly clear that they pre-approve essays emphasizing human responsibility on the issue of climate change being the cause for wildfires. Even, he said, at the expense of factual truth. Simon Desk, we can't try to find a joke about this story. There is none to be had. It's just that Nature and Science magazines are full of garbage. A new hiring methodology is now being questioned. Maybe you've heard about it. Hiring managers may now be testing their candidates by offering them a cup of coffee to enjoy during the interview. If the candidate refuses to offer to return their cup to said kitchen, managers may see it as a bad sign, questionable character, lack of initiative, something. Who knows? Assignment Desk Weekend believes this may be a tad bit short-sighted, even unfair in many instances, but we believe we've found the perfect solution for it. On your next interview, when you're asked if you'd like a cup of coffee, ask them if they've got a shot of bourbon instead. And finally, it's the year 2023, otherwise known officially as T-Swift AD. Literally, Taylor Swift has broken more records than any other human being in a single calendar year. Not only did she shatter every arena attendance record for cumulative audiences of an event on her tour this last year in every city that she went to, not only did she shatter records of downloads for new and old music pre-recorded on iTunes and Spotify for every song in her repertoire, now she is poised to make the entire movie industry delay major film openings. When her new film Eras Tour comes out on October 13th, it will bump major film releases across the country, delaying them by as many as 2 to 3 weeks each. But then ask yourself the question, why shouldn't she? After all, if your choice is between going to see a remake of The Exorcist or getting to watch Taylor Swift beat up on her boyfriends for 2.5 hours, I kind of like the second option. And that's Assignment Desk Weekend.
Oh, good, you almost messed up. Do you know what our country's national bird is?
A penguin.
A crow.
Which one? One of you is right.
A crow.
Penguin.
Which one? One of you is right.
A penguin.
Penguin? That was a crow. Do you know what position Kamala Harris holds right now?
What position? What?
You know who Kamala Harris is?
Kamala Harris?
Yeah. Do you know what position she has? Or is it? Warsaw. Yeah. Do you know what 3 times 3 times 3 is?
Oh, I'm not in the headspace to do math, bro. I ain't doing no math.
Give me a guess. Rondra, give me a guess. Give me a guess.
Shit, bro. Like 24?
Yes. Do you know how many letters make up the alphabet?
No, like 36.
Yes, if something costs 65 cents and you pay with a dollar bill, how much change do you get back?
You got me there.
Around how much money?
All right, say it again.
It costs 65 cents and you pay with a dollar. How much money do you get back?
Like
around
40
how much?
Cents.
Exactly 40?
Yeah.
Yes. If you were born in 1990, how old would you be this year? 40. Around how old, if you have to guess?
Like 30?
Yeah, around there. Do you know who the 46th president of the USA was?
Holy, I don't. Obama?
Yes, very good.
Yeah!
Do you know what 3 times 3 times 3 is?
Repeat.
What 3 times 3 times 3 is? Around what, if you have to guess?
21.
Yes. Can you name the five Kardashian sisters?
Kim, Kourtney, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie.
Amazing. Do you know who the 46th president of the USA was?
Obama.
I don't know.
Yes, very good.
For real? Awesome.
Do you know what 3 times 3 times 3 is? Around what is that? Quick mental math.
30.
Yes, very good. Awesome.
For real?
Yeah. Yes. How many countries make up North America?
North America.
Yeah.
Shape with four sides called. I don't know. I haven't done something with shape since like fifth grade.
Can you name 3 countries besides the USA?
Alabama.
That's one.
New Mexico.
2.
And Connecticut.
3. It's too easy for you.
What is 1/4 + 2 dimes? How much money is that?
65 cents?
Yes.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which again is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is someone who has made quite a following on TikTok and Instagram, but you may still not know who he is, though he is lighting up Times Square on a regular basis with some of the hardest questions evidently to answer that anyone's been asked, like what's 3 times 3 times 3? Now, before you think you know the answer, you might want to see what some of the responses have been. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Justin Awad. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Kevin. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, my audience simply cannot get enough of what we call tripping in Times Square. It's some of the most entertaining stuff we've ever seen. But you're a young kid. You haven't been out of school all that long. Where did this channel come from?
Yeah, so the channel started, if I remember correctly, it was January 2021. So it was like right at the end of like that, all that COVID stuff and lockdown and everything. It, me and a couple of buddies, we finally were able to go out and hang out together in the mall. Obviously we were all like masked up and all that stuff. And one of my buddies is a little less intelligent in the nicest way possible than the rest of us. So like we were talking about something like, I think the question was like what does the DC stand for in Washington DC? And he was like, dude, nobody knows that. And me and all my friends were like, everybody knows that. Who doesn't know that? And he was like, I promise nobody knows that. So then I just started walking around asking random people in the mall and people didn't know. So I was like, wait a second. Like maybe he has a point. And then I was like, what else do you not know? And I was like poking him. And so yeah, that's kind of how the channel started. It was kind of like almost like a social experiment to give my friend a little confidence. But yeah, that's how it started.
Now, you're a North Jersey kid, and you, yeah, you graduated from a Christian high school. Did you go to college before you started the channel? What's the timeline here?
Yeah, I'm in college right now. I just started my senior year, like literally last week. I just started. I'm a biology major and hopefully taking my MCAT soon. I'm going to go to med school. That's the goal. But yeah, so I've been doing
it. What do you want to do long term? Surgeon?
It's a little tough. I know what I don't want to do. I don't like the eyes and I don't like the feet. I don't mess with those two things, but, the door's pretty open still. I think I have a little time to decide, but yeah, I do.
I would almost wonder if this legwork that you've done on this, Instagram and TikTok channel wouldn't be a good, foundation for like a psychiatry degree on some level. But we'll get into that in just a second. So, you're now considered an influencer because you have hundreds of thousands of people that are following you and watching everything that you do. Do you feel that there's some sort of responsibility that comes along with that kind of title? Is there anything socially that you're feeling obligated to now that you've discovered that there is this like wide swath of people that don't know answers to questions?
Like, to be completely honest, like, I don't really feel that. Like, I understand that I have, like, a pretty big following and a lot of people watch, but it's like, the kind of content that I post is not like, oh, like, this is a day in my life and this is what I'm doing. It's kind of just, like, pure entertainment just so people can laugh and smile. It's like, I want to start getting into more of like a personal connection with my audience and like really start like posting more of my life and stuff like that. But as of right now, there's not really like that connect. It's almost like you're watching like a YouTube video or like a TV show or something. You don't really feel connected. So I don't really feel like that influence. Obviously that there is some type of influence, but I don't feel like it's huge or like a weight or a burden or anything like that. What I do notice is like sometimes like walking around campus or even like New York walking around, people like are like looking at me and I'm like, yeah, like I'm a normal person. Like you can say hi if you want. Like it's not like weird, anything like that. But yeah,
So there's a degree of recognition that's starting to happen when you're in Times Square.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a little degree, which makes it a little difficult because people like, they always want to be interviewed, like people who recognize me. And obviously, I was like,
they recognize you. They're going to know the answers. Yeah.
It's not fair.
Blows the whole formula. Well, what you should do is you should work on a PhD level set of questions. And then when they come up to you, have them ready to go. Like, you know, what's Einstein's theory of relativity and can you explain it? You know, that type of thing. We're speaking with Justin Awad, whose channel is under his name on Instagram. I've never watched you on TikTok. I don't do the TikTok. I try to do everything I can to not have China spying on me as best I can. So I'm just going to stay with you on Instagram, but you do have hundreds of thousands of followers there. What is some of the criteria that goes into the types of questions that you've decided to ask these people?
Yeah. So the types of questions are...
And is it just you, or do you have a team that's working on this with you?
No, it's just me. I thought of all the questions. I wrote all the questions. I had like my little cousin or my buddies, like one of them, they come film with me, and then I used to edit all the videos and then post the videos. But now, like, since like school starts up, I send my videos to somebody to edit, and he just like puts like little subtitles and does little zoom ins, that little stuff. And also recently I've been doing like polls on my Instagram to like write new questions, like whatever people want me to ask. So it's like, that's kind of fun to get like new perspectives, even though a lot of the questions are like not the best questions, but I'm so grateful for them. But yeah, it's mostly me right now.
Well, when you're there asking them, is there a fear that they're ever going to be too embarrassed by not knowing the simplest answer to the simplest thing?
Yeah, there is. And some people do, like, they're like, no, like, I'm not going to guess. I don't know if you
watch. I mean, you've interviewed some pretty big dudes. So I'm just like, you know, it's not always good to make everyone feel stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's there's a fine line in my head. And I think that I'm trying to do my best to stay on the side of we're all laughing together than laughing at the person giving the wrong answer. Because my whole like ideology is like, even I get some questions wrong. Like if someone were to come up to me on the street and like ask me something, like maybe I'll get it wrong. It'd be like, oh, like I'm so dumb. Like that's so funny. I should have known that. Like I want to make it like okay that normal people get questions wrong. Like you don't have to be a perfect human being. You know, it's okay. And it's okay to laugh at yourself, which I think my generation specifically is like so bad at. Everything is like, oh, I'm offended, or like, I don't know. I don't want to get too much into it, but it's like, it's okay to smile and laugh. Like, it's okay to make mistakes. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there's a certain degree of charm in understanding that the world doesn't work perfectly. And that if we're completely serious all the time, we're going to blow a fuse. Like, I just think that you're hitting a need that a lot of people don't even realize that they have until they spend 2 or 3 minutes on your site laughing and enjoying content and then walking away going, huh. And even as we've aired snippets of what you've done here, like I said, the world of everything else that's out there, and I cover that stuff. I'm not afraid to talk about issues or, you know, take stands on things or anything else. I just feel like that if we can do it in a winsome way, and I think humor is one of the best ways to win people over, then I think that we can make a lot better strides in trying to bring people together. And I sense even that in some of your videos where some of the guys know that they're being goofed a little bit, but like they're having such a good time doing it that it obviously doesn't matter. We're speaking with Justin Awad, who is the host and proprietor of the Justin Awad pages on TikTok and Instagram, where he asks people questions that sometimes seem kind of simple, but sometimes people have a little bit of a hard time answering. I like to often introduce some of his segments on this show as the people that cancel out your votes, which sometimes they do. Anyway, coming right back. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You are
USA News update. Egypt, Israel, and the United States have agreed to allow U.S. citizens to leave Gaza through the Rafah border crossing. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have already fled after being given 24 hours notice to leave. Minimum wage for healthcare workers in California will increase to $25 per hour over the next decade as Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law yesterday. The new law is the second minimum wage increase that the governor has signed in the past month after raising the pay for fast food workers to $20 per hour. Excitement was felt far and wide as a rare moment on the sun dazzled spectators today.
From Oregon to Texas, some drove hours to see Saturday's Ring of Fire solar eclipse.
We just finished like a 7.5 hour drive all the way from Sierra Vista, Arizona.
In an annular eclipse, the sun is not entirely blocked. It won't happen again until 2046. Plans are already in the works for the next total solar eclipse, next April. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user. $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And we're back from Times Square. Yes, that Times Square, the Times Square, where Justin Awad himself often takes his camera. And I think he trips people up a little bit that don't intend to be tripped up. They think the question's kind of simple. Justin, one of my favorite ones recently is the guy you asked about where Joe Biden was born. Instead of coming up with a location, he told you where he thought he should be. And there is this kind of, and I don't know you can get this in any other city, but in Times Square especially, there's this kind of raw honesty that people are just going to give you if, you know, if they're bold enough to talk to you. And there's obviously a lot of personalities that you talk with, and you have to kind of sometimes coax things out of people. But
What have you learned? And you're studying biology, you're pre-med, you're gonna go into the world and try to heal sick people in some way. What have you learned about the world around you through this process? What have you learned about people? What have you learned about their general knowledge of being informed and what kind of impact that makes on the world around us?
Yeah, I've learned like a lot of valuable information or a lot of valuable lessons, I think I'll put it that way. Cause like I'll grow up to like a group of kids, like, and they're all in a circle, like five or six of them, be like, oh, like, hey, does anyone want to do an interview, whatever? And usually the leader of the group or whatever.
There's always one star, right? He's like,
there's always one star. And that one star is usually the one that gets a lot of the questions wrong. So it shows like the way I see it is like, there's a value on information. And okay, this kid might not know all the questions, but he's the one that's leading the group. And if he leads the group to start doing bad things or wrong things, like that can impact the other kids who might know the answers, you know? So like the way I see it is people are like, oh, like the future, like we're screwed. We don't know any information. We don't want to work hard, all that stuff. And yeah, maybe that stuff is true, but I think that there's like a value of it. Like how valuable really is knowing like, 3 times 3 times 3 versus how valuable is knowing like person to person skills or communication skills or like having confidence. Like there's other factors that I've realized that really they all intertwine. Like I just see life like it's almost like the thread of like the shirt. Everything just like comes together like that. So it's hard to weigh things. That's what I've learned.
Well, and I like I said, I think this is your groundwork for your thesis for your psychiatry degree. but on some level, so oftentimes when we're producing the show, my kids will see some of the stuff that we do ahead of time and they love it when I have segments from you on a given night. Cause my 13-year-old wants to make sure that he knows the answer to all the questions. He's kind of my science engineering kid. So he gives his brother and sister a hard time for not being as smart as him. And they're, 2 and 4 years respectively younger than him. But it has engaged them on the level of, They want to be more knowledgeable because they see what lack of knowledge is doing. And they don't just see it through the people that you interview. They then connect the dots and say, well, if somebody honestly believes that Michelle Obama was the first, female vice president of the United States, and they don't know that she was never an elected office holder in the country's history, then they suddenly realize that people are making voting decisions on stuff that is not accurate. And it kind of lit a flame for them to be more in search of the truth. Yeah. And I think that ultimately, if it does anything towards that extreme, this towards that end of things, I think you're performing a major public service for us.
Oh, that's great news to hear. That makes me so happy to hear. I love that. Like a little thing that you just brought up to my memory was I was in vacation. Where was I? I think it was I was in Hawaii when a teacher came up and she was like, oh, like, do you mind if I take a picture with you? Of course. And like, I like to talk to people and stuff. So we were talking a little bit and she brought out
the camera and started interviewing her.
The teacher, right? No. And she told me that, she teaches like 5th grade or 4th grade, something like that. And she says she plays my videos to the class to like, let them realize that there are people out there that don't know the information, that the information is valuable and important. And so like, whenever I took a picture with her and she said she's going to post it and frame it in her room, like in her school room, whatever, cause she shows the videos. And that like made me so happy cause I like, that's awesome. If we can have like a whole like turn of like the young generation wanting to know the information, like that's awesome.
Yes. So if people want to support your effort, they can buy your Yes and Company gear. Where do they go to find that?
It's on the link in my Instagram. They can click right there. And coming up this week, there's going to be like new shirts coming out and stuff. And 100% of the profits I make, I'm going to donate. And I haven't decided where, but to some education school, something like that in this area. Because I think that like that would be awesome to do to impact some kids' lives and help that whole sector, you know?
It would keep you on brand and on message. Justin Awad, please come back and see us again sometime and keep making the videos. We have too much fun here on Saturday nights because you're out there. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. I'm glad to have you with us. And coming up yet, still the second time that Selena Gomez will take the stage for the Music Spotlight tonight. And looking forward to her encore performance. I've got some exciting news to share with you. Since February, we have been on a little bit of a journey where I've told you about something very special that was happening and asking you to consider what you could do to help us. And in recent weeks, we had flirted with getting to about the halfway point of our goal. And I just want you to know that a couple of weeks ago, we just shot right past it. We have a list of 192 names of slaves that we know
who are in trouble, who need our help, and who we can liberate this year. Human slaves, yes, human slavery still exists on planet Earth. In fact, there's more people enslaved now than at any time in recorded human history. They don't all experience the same things. Some sex traffic slaved experience different things than forced labor slaves. But in a place like Sudan, the slave experiences all of it. They experience the sexual abuse. They experience the verbal abuse. They experience the employment abuse, where you work all day for nothing. You barely get crumbs off the master's table at night if you're lucky. So the slaves that we are liberating in northern Sudan, they experience the full gamut of everything that slavery entails. And so that's why my listeners and I, and those of you that have decided to jump on board with us, know that for the last number of years, we have done everything we could to free as many as we can. And I would say in the last few years, we're closing in on 4,000 human beings that we were able to liberate from slavery. Actual human beings in slavery are now free because those of you that listen to this show and care so deeply. Well, our goal this year is not dissimilar to what it's been in the past. And we know, because we constantly are doing negotiations and finding slaves and understanding where they are, these slaves that were largely taken as slaves because of the Sudanese civil war, there's still about 35,000 in captivity, and we had identified about another 192 that we're asking you to help. Now, what does your help consist of? This is a very important question. It's very simple. When the slave is liberated, when the negotiation is complete, there's a need to give that slave what they need to begin their life over again with. And that's what we call the Christian Solidarity International Bag of Hope. And it's much more than a bag. It's a year's worth of grain. They eat a lot of sorghum in Sudan, so a year's worth of sorghum grain. It's another year's worth of seed to plant a sorghum crop so that they have some in the year following the year that they have food already stored up for. Then there's a number of other things, utensils for gardening and cooking and cleaning and to even some degree fishing, utensils for all of those things, preparations for bedding and for tarps to protect you from the weather and a number of issues that are just related to just survival day to day. There's a Bible included in their language in the survival pack. And on top of that, there's access to clean drinking water and other forms of sustenance, not the least of which is a she-goat that gets given to the slave as they are being helped to return to their home area. And these she-goats actually provide a bit of micro-enterprise, because they can create the milk and the cheese and then sell those, but also micro-enterprise from the standpoint that they can breed these she-goats and sell the kidlings to other people to help sustain themselves as they go about it. Now, these are women that before they are given this opportunity have experienced sexual abuse on a nearly daily basis for the last anywhere from 12 to 20 years, depending on when they were taken. But through the Christian Solidarity International program, not a single one of them have ever been taken back into slavery. Not a single one of them have ever been lost once they've gotten home. So I'm asking you, after a dozen years of this program working with more than 85 to 125,000 slaves liberated, will you help us in these days to get these next 192 across the finish line? Now, how many have we rescued this year? 107 so far. That means there's 85 on our list to go. $250 supplies the Bag of Hope. That's it. Call us, supply the Bag of Hope. We go get the slave. We liberate them. We get them home. They have everything they need to start their life all over again. Will you help us? 888-342-1010, not 800, 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010,
Or you can just give online by going to bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org. Who are we bringing home? We're bringing the slave home from captivity back to safe and sound. Your gift is doing that. It takes them from literal death and everything that they're experiencing, being abused in every way possible, to a brand new literal life for them. And doing so in the name of Jesus, is the process. Here's that number again, 1-888-342-1010. Your $250 gift supplies everything they need for the coming year, and it sets them up to have their needs met, far beyond that. And no one else is going to do this. Friends, we are some of the only people on planet Earth that even care. And we have liberated nearly 4,000 in the last just few years. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Kev, do you do this yourself? Yes. My family and I liberate one slave every month. We just feel like it's what we need to do. My kids are involved. They know what the slaves have been through. They are well aware of the pain that has been leveled against them. And it was their idea to come to me and say, Dad, you may be giving, but we want to give as a family. Can we do this? And so once a month, we send a gift to Christian Solidarity International of $250, and that liberates one more slave and gives one more slave a chance at life, brand new, and one that they don't have to fear looking over their shoulder and being afraid and all the rest of it. It's really, really an amazing program, and I'm hopeful and prayerful that you'll join us in the effort. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also go to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org.
Ready or not, you'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
So prior to tonight, the only time she'd been on that Kevin Show was appearing with Coldplay in a duet with them. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Selena Gomez.
Wanna hear a part of my story? I tried to hide in the glory and sweep it under the table so you would never know. Sometimes I feel like an accident. People look when they're passing and never check on the passenger. They just want the free show. I'm constantly trying to fight something that my eyes can't see.
Sound a little bit like the theme song to her TV show, Murders in the Building. I could be wrong, but that is Selena Gomez, who is brilliantly cast alongside Martin Short and Steve Martin in Murders of the Murders in the Building, which is available and seen on Hulu. Kevin McCullough saying thank you to everyone who joined us tonight. Carol Markowitz, Justin Awad, and, of course, the competing presidents, along with Lady Gomez herself. And we hope that you'll join us again next week. We will be back. It's going to be a busy fall. We've got a lot of coverage of the campaign, but also lots of laughs every single weekend right here on That Kevin Show. Thank you for joining us. And a special hello tonight to Panama City, Florida, joining us for the very first or second time. So honored to be part of that great station and those great people. We will see you next time.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.